A number of large and rapidly growing suburban cities are emerging in many metropolitan areas of the country. A report released today says these cities, or boomburbs as they're called, have a different look and feel from traditional cities and suburbs. Robert Lang is director of urban and metropolitan research at the Fannie Mae Foundation and co-author of the study on boomburbs. Good morning.
Hi, how you doing?
So what is a boomburb?
It is a big, fast-growing suburban super city.
And what makes it different from any other kind of suburb?
Well, it grew faster in the sense that it grew at 10% rates, double-digit rates, for the last five or so decades. And it's bigger than most suburbs because it has over 100,000 residents.
So a boomburb is a statistical thing. If I drove into a boomburb, I wouldn't know where I was.
You would not. In fact, they are stealth cities. Many people drive right through them and have no idea they visited.
Is this a good thing? I mean, maybe they should put up a sign, you're entering a boomburb.
There's 199 cities between 100,000 and 400,000. These are the kind of cities that are just below that kind of big city size. And although boomburbs make up 25% of those cities, they captured 50% of the growth in the 1990s in those places.
Could a boomburb be in such ascendancy that it becomes the town? It dwarfs the city it's connected to?
Chesapeake, Virginia, which is south of Norfolk, Virginia, is about the same size as the big central city now. So, yes, it can.
We could stop thinking of Phoenix and think of Tempe.
Mesa would be the better candidate.
Mesa, okay.
But Phoenix for now is secure, but the constellation of boomburbs that exist around Phoenix together usurp it already.
Yeah, why are so many in the Southwest?
It's a product of the way cities develop in the Southwest. When they push out, they often push into open land that has no previously existing town. And what boomburbs can do is they can annex the land. Some of it's public land, even. And they annex it in very large chunks, and they need to take large chunks because of the way water districting works out west. And they use these big chunks for master plan community development often. So a boomburb in the west can have a kind of suburban section to it, and then it reaches deep into the exurbs at the edge of the region.
Sounds like what you call boomburb, others call sprawl.
A lot of what is boomburb, people would identify as sprawl.
So people in the southeast and northeast don't need to be jealous.
They also have sprawl, but in the northeast and the southeast, sprawl occurs in fragmented form. It occurs in dozens and hundreds of little municipalities. We contrast Atlanta and Phoenix, because Atlanta grew almost at the same rate that Phoenix grew. But Atlanta has no boomburbs, while Phoenix has seven boomburbs, because Atlanta has no big cities around it. Because as Atlanta grew, it pushed into a series of little small towns that after they became partly urban, didn't want to be annexed. They already had an identity of being this previous existing place, and they just weren't interested in forming some kind of big super city north or south of Atlanta. So.
Right. You wouldn't want to mess with the identity of Marietta.
Exactly. Or Marietta isn't allowed to annex all of the tiny little towns around Marietta. Mesa can annex open space around it.
Why is all this important to Fannie Mae?
Because we are looking at different categories of cities, and we're trying to determine housing affordability issues within those cities. If this is where the economy is, if this is the part of the metropolitan area that's vital and growing, it's key that everybody be able to live there who wants to live there.
Thanks a lot.
Sure.
Robert Lang is Director of Urban and Metropolitan Research at the Fannie Mae Foundation.